morning. God bless you. Hallelujah. It's a pleasure to come to you again this Palm Sunday, wonderful Sunday of the beginning of a glorious journey for our Lord Jesus Christ. I come to you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I pray we are all doing very well, those listening to me, and most especially Christ Life family members. I know these things shall pass, and we would gather again in the name of the Lord. That in the interim, I want you to enjoy my message to you this Sunday, and I want the Holy Ghost to speak to your heart. The topic of my message this morning is simple. It's this donkey. This donkey. Since Sunday is a Palm Sunday, I want to talk about the general knowledge we all know about the encounter in Matthew and the other Gospels concerning how Jesus rode on a donkey. Many of us do understand that Jesus' entry was triumphant. But I want to crave your indulgence and in your understanding in this point of view that I'm bringing to you concerning the donkey. My attention is on the donkey and how Jesus took a donkey and made the donkey into a superstar. Glorious Father, this morning I want you to be with my mouth. And for all those listening to me, those who have lost hope because of this COVID-19, and those who have lost relatives, Father, give them hope. Give them understanding through this message that at the end of it all, your glory will show in their lives. Bless my lips, O God. These lips of clay, clean it and let your word, your exact word, come out in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to take a scripture from Matthew, the verse 21. And I want you to understand how Jesus sent his disciples to go and get a donkey. The Matthew account says, "Now when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you find a donkey tied. And not only the donkey, I want to get your attention, and her baby, a colt. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and immediately he will send them.'" May God bless the reading of his word. Many a times we end up being like that donkey. Not used, not appreciated, not even recognized. The donkey was tied, not being used. Maybe because she had a new baby. Maybe because they thought she had given birth to a new baby and her usefulness had passed. I came this morning to encourage somebody through the word of God that it doesn't matter how people see you. It doesn't matter what has tied you down. It doesn't matter whether you are being seen, you are being used, or you are productive. If you allow Jesus to come into your life, if you allow Jesus to touch you, there shall a need be found in you. Jesus sent two of his disciples. He had already envisaged, he had already seen into the spiritual realm that the donkey that had been neglected, the donkey that was not useful, the donkey that people thought that had a baby, that means she had lost her strength. She couldn't carry load again. You know, in those days, donkeys were used to carry loads. Donkeys were used as a means of transport. So maybe the owner of this donkey saw that because she had a baby, maybe she was old, she had a baby as well. Therefore, there was no need to it. Am I speaking to somebody? Am I encouraging somebody who has outlived her usefulness, who maybe cannot be used anymore? Maybe for what she's gone through, maybe for what she's done, or maybe through illness, through accident, through poverty, you have drawn a conclusion to yourself that you are not usable, you are useless, you cannot be brought back to do anything good. I came to assure you by this word of Matthew 21 that when you allow Jesus in your life, the master has need of you. There is nobody under this planet, and there's nobody under the sound of my voice who is not useful. Everybody can be useful in society. Everybody can be useful in church. Everybody can be useful in the area that you are planted. If men are not seeing your usefulness, I came today to encourage you, to assure you that let Jesus into your life, for he will see your usefulness. The donkey had been tied down, standing idle, with the child beside her, not being used, maybe not even appreciated by the owner. Have you gotten to this side in your life before? Have you gotten to this stage in your life before? Where you have helped people, where you've worked before. I believe this donkey had been used before. I believe this donkey had served the master faithfully. But because she was old, and but because she had had a baby, the master didn't find her usefulness. Therefore, tied her to a tree and maybe was planning what he would do with her. But you know what? Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of her life, Bakatasi Handalaba, had seen that something useful could come out of the donkey. I came to assure you this morning. I came to prophesy to you this morning. Oh my God. I came to give you a prophetic word this morning that you are that donkey. But you are not finished. Jesus is about to unveil you. Jesus is about to let you find your usefulness. Maybe you were very useful in the choir and maybe you fell. Maybe you were a very useful wife to your husband and something happened. Maybe you were very useful to your family, your relatives and society. But because you can't help them now, because you don't have the means to give them to them now, because you cannot provide like you used to provide, you've been put aside, you've been tied somewhere. People have forgotten how you've helped them. Even the church that you once served has forgotten how you used to serve them. Maybe you had money and you used to help your church. Maybe you had a good voice. Maybe you were a very good Christian until you fell into sin. I came to assure you that this Sunday, this triumphant Sunday, Jesus is calling unto you. Jesus has sent for you. Jesus is saying, this donkey is useful. This donkey can be used. This donkey can be found. This donkey in my eyes is not finished. This donkey. You are that donkey. And I am that donkey. God hasn't finished with us. God will not let go of us. God will display us to society. God will display us to the nations. God will display us to our families that we can be used again. My Bible says that what God has for us, it hasn't crossed people's mind, neither has it entered the mind of people. What God has for us, God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. You are not useless, oh, but God is about using you. God hasn't finished with you. Hey, rise up. Put your hope and your glory in God. Because that which God has for you, it hasn't entered the mind of any man. In the mind of men, you are useless. In the mind of men, you cannot rise up again. In the mind of men, nobody has need of you. Oh, but get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Jesus is about to appear on the scene. Jesus is about to send for you. You see, you won't go for him. You won't go to him, sorry, but he will come for you. Why? He has seen that you've been rejected. He has seen that you've been neglected. He has seen that people have misused you. He has seen that people don't have a need for you again. And he's sending people to come to you. He's sending people to come to your master. He's sending people to come to your home. He's sending people to come to your office. God is sending people to the church to find a need of you. And when they come asking, because Jesus is in the boat, because Jesus is on your case, nobody can discredit you. Nobody can say you are not useful. Nobody can say you've had a child. Nobody can say you are a liar. Nobody can say you used to be good, now you are not usable. Jesus has a need of you, and nobody can argue it. If God says yes, nobody under this sun, no principality, no witchcraft, no demon can say no. And when the disciples entered into Bethany, near the Mount Olives, they went straight to the donkey's master. And they said to the master, we need this useless colt. And maybe the master would argue, I said maybe, that, oh, there are other better donkeys there. Ha! There are other donkeys who have strength. There are other donkeys who don't have colds. There are other donkeys who don't have babies. Maybe you are better off using them because this donkey has outlived her usefulness. But Jesus had the mindset. Church and people listening to me, I came to give you the mind of God. Jesus has his mind made up already concerning you. It doesn't matter the mind that men have made concerning you. All that matters is the mind Jesus has for you. He has a mind for you. A mind of not evil, but of good. Jesus said, it is my call. Jesus said, I decide. I need that donkey. I need this particular donkey and not any other donkey. I came to exalt you. The woman, you are needed. You are needed as a nation builder. You are needed as a mother. You are needed as a wife. You are needed as a home builder. I came to speak to you, man. Your life is not finished. Your life hasn't come to an end. This Palm Sunday, Jesus says, I should tell you that he needs you. He needs you one more time as a husband. He needs you one more time as a father. He needs you one more time as a nation builder. He needs you one more time as a choir president. He needs you one more time as a pastor, as a youth leader. Rise up, gather your loins, for Jesus has a need of you. And when the people standing by saw that Jesus needed them, I want us to go to your Bible, and I want you to read, and I want you to understand. He said to them, that you know what? In the verse 3, I want you to understand the verse 3, that people will ask questions. People will say, why do you need this donkey, like I was saying? And say, if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them. If anyone complains, if anyone tries arguing, if anyone tries to discredit this donkey, if anyone tries to say that you are not usable, maybe they are using your past character against you. Maybe they are using your mistakes against you. Maybe you are falling in church, a sin that you committed. Maybe they are using your poverty against you. They are using your educational level against you. They are using your family background against you. Although you can really do it, although the position suits you, but there is something that people are arguing that you are not usable. But you know what? I have some very good news for you. Jesus is not looking at those things. Jesus is not watching those things. Jesus is not taking account into what they will say. He says, if they say anything, tell them that I have seen something good in them. I have seen something good in the woman. I have seen something good in the man. I have seen something good in that teacher. I have seen something good in that drunkard. I have seen something good in that prostitute. I have seen something good in that beggar. And I need them to be used by me and not by man. I came to encourage you that Jesus needs you. You are not useless. You are not worn out. Jesus said, don't bring the mother only. Bring the colt alongside. Jesus is not going to take you alone. He's going to take you and your excess baggage. He's going to take you and your mistakes. He's going to take you and your back mistakes and your after mistakes. God is going to take you wholly. He's not going to, he's not going to fish out and say, I want this and I want that. No, when God takes you, he takes you wholly. He says, bring the donkey and her baby. I came to assure you that come to God with all your excess baggage. He needs it to turn it around. In the eyes of people, that excess baggage is foolishness, it's nonsense. But God says, don't only bring the donkey. I am instructing you. I don't need that donkey alone. I need the baby as well. God does not need you alone. In fact, God knows you. And God knew the donkey had a colt before he sent for it. This donkey. You are that donkey. This donkey. This donkey. I came to assure you that Jesus needs you and your baggage. Jesus needs you and your excess baggage. In fact, can I be plain? Jesus needs you and your nonsense. He needs us in our foolishness. He needs us in our mistake. He needs us in our debt. Come! You are usable. Jesus needs you and your poverty. Jesus needs you and your riches. Jesus needs you and your mindset. You just come. Come along. He's calling you. And I came to assure you that you are very usable. You are not useless. You are not lacking behind. He holds the keys of David. When he opens, nobody closes. Your door of freedom has been opened. This Palm Sunday, go, and if anybody says anything, say that the Lord or the Master has need of it. I came to assure you long away in your village. I came to assure you from your host that this time, COVID-19, most of us have lost our businesses. We've lost our livelihood. We've lost everything that we've ever relied on. If there's any time that you can rely on something, rely on Jesus. He needs you. And the business that is going down because of COVID-19, he needs you. And your sickness, he needs you. With your divorce, he needs you. With your barrenness, don't say that I have this so I can't come to church. He says, go for the donkey and bring the colt as well. I need them. Are you assured that Jesus needs you? Are you assured that you are not useless? Therefore, change your mind. Redirect your purpose. Every human being is born into this world with a purpose. And I prophesy a word into your life that because of Palm Sunday, your purpose shall come to life. Your purpose shall not die with your hopelessness. Your purpose cannot die with your unbelief. Change your attitude. Change your mentality. By now, people have said things to discourage you. By now, maybe your teacher, maybe your own parents, your own siblings, your own church members have judged you. They have neglected you. They've said you can never be. But I came with this strong prophetic word into your life this Sunday that you can be something. You can be something. Can I shock you? When they took the call to Jesus, the call and the donkey started trending. They were not talking about the donkey having a child. Now all the focus was on Jesus sitting on the donkey. Hey, when you come and let Jesus use you, all the focus will be on the good things that God is using you to do. You will get better testimonies. Things will come out of you. In fact, things you never thought you had in you will come out of you. You will start manifesting the goodness of God. You will start manifesting the giftings that God has put in you. You will start manifesting the purpose that God has put in you. I come assuring you that Jesus will let you manifest your purpose. Maybe the donkey was finished. Maybe he was finished because he had used her strength to give birth to a colt. But Jesus saw that this donkey was not finished. Bible says that people started removing their clothes. They started removing their dresses. They started removing expensive dresses, cloth, designer wear, and they started spreading it on the donkey. It wasn't on Jesus, it was on the donkey. When you let Jesus, when you allow Jesus into your life, when you let Jesus call you out of your hopelessness, he will sit on you. He will bless you. The focus will be on you. The attention will be on you once more. People who said you were useless, people who have neglected you, will change their mind. They will change their testimonies concerning you and they will start looking for you. You'll be a blessing to generations and to nations. The donkey's story is in the Bible. But the other people, the other donkeys who were better than her, but they are not in the Bible. Why? Because Jesus had need of her. This donkey was blessed. And when Jesus sat on her, cloth was put on the ground. Jesus didn't walk on it. It was the donkey that walked on all the expensive things that was put on the ground or on the road for the donkey to walk on. Jesus was riding it. Allow Jesus to ride you. In your sadness, let Jesus ride you. In your doubt, some of us, we have complex. We doubt our abilities. We doubt ourselves. Yes. Allow Jesus to ride you. Allow Jesus to lead you. After all, you will trend. You are the one who will be working on those expensive clothing. You are the one that will be singing in the choir. You are the one that will be preaching the message of Jesus that will be blessing people. You are the one, once barren woman, who have plenty children. You are the one single woman who have a glorious wedding. You are that poor donkey that God will bless you with so much money. You are the one that they said can never build, but you buy a land in one of the elite places and you will build. Why? Because you allow Jesus to ride on you. This donkey, I prophesy, I pray for you, I give a word into your life that this Palm Sunday, as they were singing Hosanna to the Lord, Hosanna, they were blessing the Lord, they were saying how glorious Jesus was. That donkey mind was going, yeah, you see, they said I couldn't be used. Now look at the master sitting on me, and look at how I'm treading, look at how I'm being blessed. You will enjoy it. All that God needs from you is that allow yourself to be drawn out. Allow yourself to be called out. I prophesy to you one more time that this donkey will be blessed. This donkey will be lifted. This donkey will be who God has ordained her to be. Neither are you dying in your mistakes. You will come out. You will not remain there. You will be called out. You will not be stagnant. You will move. You will progress. Why? Palm Sunday is for this donkey. God bless you, this donkey. God elevate you, this donkey. May Jehovah sit on you and may he ride you triumphantly. Amen.